الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah from you, demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly, the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in the deen, and every newly invented matter in the deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. قال الله تعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون Allah Ta'ala, He says, which means, hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and do not divide. And remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies. And He united your hearts, and thus you became brothers by His favor upon you. And you were upon the brink of the pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. This is how Allah makes His verses clear to you, so that perhaps you may be guided. قال الله تعالى وَإِن يُرِيدُوا أَن يَخْدَعُوكَ فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم يا أيها النبي حسبك الله ومن اتبعك من المؤمنين Allah Ta'ala, He says, And if they want to deceive you, then indeed Allah is sufficient for you. He has aided you with His help and with the help of the believers. And He has united their hearts. And if you were to give all that was on earth to unite them, you could have not united them. But it was Allah who united their hearts. Indeed, He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you and those who follow you from amongst the believers. قال الله تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون Allah Ta'ala, He says, the believers are only brothers, so reconciliate between your two brothers and fear Allah so that mercy may be shown on you. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. متفق عليه. On the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, there are three things, whoever finds them has tasted the sweetness of Iman, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than other than them, and that he only loves a person for the sake of Allah alone, and that he hates to return to disbelief as he hates to be thrown into the hellfire. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفق عليه. On the authority of Anas رضي الله عنه, on the authority of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And in the narration of An-Nasa'i, on the authority of Anas, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه من الخير. On the authority of Anas رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I swear by the one whom Muhammad's soul is in his hands, that none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself of the khayr, of the comprehensive good. This is the narration collected authentically by Imam al-Nasa'i. وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. متفق عليه. On the authority of النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the example of the believers is like one body, and their love for each other, and their mercy for each other, and their helping and assisting each other, so that if one organ feels a complaint of sleeplessness and fever, then the whole body feels the complaint. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, or as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشق بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه. متفق عليه. On the authority of Abu Musa رضي الله عنه, on the authority of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the believer to another believer is like a solid structure, each one supporting itself the other. And then he intertwined his fingers. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه. متفق عليه. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنهما, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the Muslim is the one that the Muslims are safe from his hand and his tongue, and the muhajir or the immigrant is the one who leaves that which Allah forbids. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. أخرجه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hands, that you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Should I not show you something that if you did it, you would love one another? Spread the greetings of peace amongst yourselves. Collected by Imam Muslim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن رجلا زار أخا له في قرية أخرى فأرسل الله له على مضرجته ملكا فلما أتى عليه قال أين تريد؟ قال أريد أخا لي في هذه القرية. قال هل لك عليه من نعمة تربها؟ قال لا، غير أني أحببته في الله عز وجل. قال فإني رسول الله إليك بأن الله أحبك كما أحببته في أخرجه مسلم. وعن ثابت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه استاذ تمسن الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said indeed a man visited a brother of his in another city, so Allah sent an angel to wait in the pathway. So when he came past him, he said, where are you going? He said, I'm coming to visit a brother of mine in this city. He said, does your brother owe you anything? He said, no, I only come because I love him for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, indeed, I am an angel from Allah or a messenger from Allah sent to tell you that Allah loves you for loving your brother for Allah's sake. Collected by Imam Muslim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض المسلم أخو المسلم لا يخذله لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يحقره التقوى هاهنا ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه أخرجه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he said do not envy each other ولا تناجشوا, and this is a type of prohibited bargaining where one raises a price unfairly in order to charge his brother more than he would normally pay, or what is meant by the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wala tanajashu, and don't hate each other and don't turn your backs on each other. The Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He does not oppress him, he does not abandon him, he does not look down or despise him. The Muslim, be brothers to one another, O servants of Allah. And then he said, taqwa is right here. And he motioned to his heart three times. It is sufficient for a Muslim to despise his brother Muslim, or it is evil for a Muslim to look down on his brother Muslim. Every Muslim is sacred to another Muslim, his life, his wealth, and his honor. These are some ayat from the book of Allah Ta'ala, an authentic hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah bless us to be amongst the Muslims who hear and obey. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, amma ba'du. قال الله تعالى ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. Allah Ta'ala, he says, and from his signs as the creation of the heavens and the earth and the diversity of your languages and your colors, indeed in that are signs for people of knowledge. وقال الله تعالى ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف ألوانه كذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إن الله عزيز غفور. Allah Ta'ala, he says, and from amongst the people and the moving creatures and the grazing livestock is varying colors. Indeed, the only ones who truly fear Allah are the people of knowledge. Indeed, Allah is the Almighty, the Forgiving. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Allah Ta'ala, he says, O humanity, Indeed, I have created you from a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes, so that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa, the one who fears Allah the most. Indeed, Allah is the all-knower, the all-aware. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال كنا في غزاة فكسع رجل من المهاجرين رجلا من الأنصار فقال الأنصاري يا للأنصار وقال المهاجري يا للمهاجرين فسمع ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما بال دعوى الجاهلية قالوا يا رسول الله كسع رجل من المهاجرين رجلا من الأنصار قال دعوها فإنها منتنة فسمع بذلك عبد الله بن أبي فقال فعلوها أما والله لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل فبلغ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقام عمر رضي الله عنه فقال يا رسول الله دعني أضرب عنق هذا المنافق فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعه لا يتحدث الناس أن محمدا يقتل أصحابه وكانت الأنصار أكثر من المهاجرين حين قدموا المدينة ثم إن المهاجرين كثروا بعد متفق عليه. On the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله عنه, he said, during a battle, a man from amongst the Muhajirin hit the backside of a man from amongst the Ansar. So the Ansar said, oh, you group of Ansar. And the Muhajiri man said, oh, you group of Muhajirun. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that, and he said, what is it that I hear the call from the days of ignorance? They said, oh, Messenger of Allah, a man from amongst the Muhajirin hit the backside of a man from amongst the Ansar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave that alone because it stinks. And then Abdullah ibn Ubay, he heard that and he said, they did it. I swear by Allah, when we get back to Medina, the mighty would drive out the humiliated. He meant himself from amongst the munafiqeen and those that were with him, that they would drive out the humiliated who they assumed was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. That news got back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Omar stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, leave me to cut off the head of this munafiq. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him alone. Don't let the people say that Muhammad is killing his own companions. And the Ansar, they were more than the Muhajireen at the time that they came to Al-Madinah, but afterwards, the Muhajirin's numbers increased, collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما فقال رجل يا رسول الله أنصره إذا كان ظالما أفرأيت إذا كان مظلوما كيف أنصره قال تحجزه أو تمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره أخرجه البخاري. On the authority of Anas رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, help your brother whether he is being oppressed or he is the oppressor himself. A man said, O Messenger of Allah, I know how to help him if he is being oppressed, but suppose he himself is the oppressor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop him or prevent him from oppressing or doing the wrong. Indeed, that is helping him, collected by Al-Bukhari. These are some ayah from Allah Ta'ala's book, the Quran. An authentic hadith of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us the characteristics and the description of the Islamic Brotherhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be beautified with the characteristics mentioned in these ayah and hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله. وأقم الصلاة.